This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Diplomats from Russia, Iran, and Turkey were unable to agree on the makeup of a UN-sponsored Syrian constitutional committee, but they did call for it to convene next year, aimed at a peace process to end Syria's nearly 8-year war. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his Iranian and Turkish counterparts issued a joint statement after the meeting, outgoing UN Syrian envoy Stefani Mistura.
The work of the Constitutional Committee should be governed by a sense of compromise and constructive engagement aimed at reaching general agreement of its members, which would enable the outcome to receive the widest possible support by the Syrian people.
But no mention made of the composition of that committee, suggesting continuing disagreement over the proposed list of candidates submitted by the Syrian government and rebels. De Mistura acknowledged the three countries were unable to reach a workable political forum after years of attempts to end a war that has killed hundreds of thousands and displaced millions. In the words of the UN envoy, there is an extra mile yet to go.
In the marathon effort to ensure the necessary package for a credible, balanced, and inclusive constitutional committee, and for including a balanced chairing arrangement and drafting body and voting threshold.
De Mistura, in his post for 4 years, has tried to seal a deal on the identity of the 150 participants in the committee. He steps down December 31st. The UN Security Council Tuesday called on all parties to reject violence and ensure a transparent, peaceful, and credible outcome to Sunday's presidential election in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It urged all sides to reject violence of any kind, exercise maximum restraint, and refrain from provocations. Voters are to choose a successor to President Joseph Kabila in what's expected to be the country's first peaceful, democratic transition of power. This is VOA News. Outgoing U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Tuesday hinted that the much-anticipated U.S. peace plan for Israel and the Palestinians will bring new elements to the discussion and take advantage of new technology.
Unlike previous attempts at addressing this conflict, this plan is not just a few pages containing unspecific and unimaginative guidelines. It is much longer. It contains much more thoughtful detail.
Haley, who said she's read it, offered no details of exactly what's in the plan, believed to have been in the making for 2 years. She said Palestinians have everything to gain by engaging in peace negotiations. Saudi Arabia said it plans to increase state spending next year by 7% to spur growth. Hurt by lower oil prices, spending is projected to rise to an all-time high of nearly $300 billion. Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan said revenues are estimated to increase 9%, with the deficit falling over 4% of gross domestic product, while the level of public debt will rise more than 20%. The Saudi economy grew more than 2% this year, but not enough to put a dent into a jobless rate that hovers near 13%. The UN is expected to convene Wednesday, Yemen's warring factions by video link, to discuss the redeployment of all forces from the port city of Hodeidah, where a UN-brokered ceasefire went into effect Tuesday. A UN monitoring team is due to in the country later this week. The Trump administration has given a travel ban waiver to a Yemeni mother to travel to the U.S. to be with her dying 2-year-old son. Robert Palladino is a U.S. spokesman.
These are decided on a case-by-case basis, and we are committed to following United States administration law and ensuring the integrity and security of our country's borders, and at the same time, making every effort to facilitate legitimate travel to the United States.
Seamus Swilla plans to fly to San Francisco Wednesday. The boy's father, Ali Hassan, is a U.S. citizen. Their son, Abdullah, suffers from a genetic brain disorder. 11 crew members abducted by pirates off Nigeria's coast in October are said to be safe and will be reunited with their families. 8 of the crewmen are Poles. The announcement came from the Polish Foreign Ministry. They were kidnapped from the container vessel MV Pomerania Sky. The number of journalists killed in 2018 is 53 so far. The Committee to Protect Journalists said that compares to the 47 documented in 2017. The U.S. Central Bank will end its final policy-making meeting in Washington Wednesday and is expected to hold the line on a key interest rate. The price of oil fell sharply Tuesday to its lowest level in more than a year. U.S. and Russian output is forecast to reach a record high. U.S. stocks made modest gains in trading Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.